Before you can use Scientology to its fullest extent, the computer has to be cleared. And that is just a technical computing term. You have to clear a machine before the machine will give you right answers. And right now we're in need of an awful lot of right answers. It's fantastic that we sit here today with a technology capable of conquering a very large section of the material universe. We sit here with this technology and actually talk about blowing up our fellow men. How insane can we get? Well, that's pretty insane. And that's what we're doing. Unless somebody does something rather drastic about it, that's what will happen. We have a guy who is crawling with fear and terror about capitalism and managers, managing a big country. Great. He's a manager who is afraid of managers. He's an owner who is afraid of owners. He's a slave driver who is afraid of slave drivers. And he's creating a very interesting piece of hell on earth today over in Russia. A fellow by the name of Uncle Joe, a raving lunatic. But actually, compared to the rationality which a human being can assume, the rationality which a human being can himself accomplish, there isn't a ruler in the world today or a manager of any corporation in the world today who could be considered anything else but a raving lunatic, compared to how sane he could be. But compared to the normal, compared to the normal that walk up and down the streets, these people are usually much saner than the average. So what is your relative yardstick here? What is sanity? Well, sanity could be set up right now if you were to consider it an absolute, to be an absolute perfection in reasoning, which would resolve problems to the optimum good of all those concerned. And that would be an absolute of sanity. Absolutes are not attainable. In the first place, a person who is absolutely capable of being sane would probably still lack data. And so you would have that small margin there of the unattainable. But it would be so much higher than anything which has been achieved to date that you practically can't recognize people when they have gone up this line. A case the other day, somebody wrote in California, this young girl in the typewriter. Well, that is not very peculiar. Young girl worked with this handbook for a short time and went down to a typing college, examined the chart for a few minutes, and examined the keyboard of the typewriter, never typed before, and sat down and started to type perfectly at 25 words a minute. That's the way you ought to be able to learn. Not grindingly. Just there's the information, you examine the information, you apply it. Without any physical reservations.